97 Studios. You are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 77 Studios.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. A part of the HR Voices Sirius XM 141 platform, I'm your host, the illustrious James Lewis III. It is always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course, on Lance J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I was reminiscing throughout the week of my childhood. As I've stated on the show, Lance J is a descendant of a pastoral patriarchy based family. My great grandfather, R.L. Bradford, was a pastor. My grandfather, Charles Edward Bradford, was a pastor. My father, James Lewis Jr., was a pastor. I actually went to college, believe it or not, to study theology. I was a theology major at The Oakwood University, I think maybe for three semesters. And over time, I realized I'm pulling up into the theology department, and all of these guys are wearing suits and they're Bible thumpers. And I'm in there wearing Timberland boots and pulling up in my car listening to the 36 Chamber album of Wu-Tang Clan, and kind of realized that that was not for me. But I remember a sermon that my father used to preach, and this was back, it's maybe like 86, 85, 86. This is in the Baltimore days, living in Baltimore. And my father used to preach this sermon. It was one of my favorite sermons that my father ever preached. And my grandfather was this amazing world-renowned preacher, but my father was a really good preacher. He still is a pretty good preacher. I've always ripped him. About not being as good as my grandfather. I've always teased him a little bit. My father is actually a very accomplished and fantastic speaker and administrator. My grandfather was the CEO of the entire church of my denomination for North America. So I grew up, had a very interesting childhood. I spent a lot of time pitching tents for revival efforts growing up and putting chairs in tents and even singing at revival efforts as my mother, my beloved deceased mother, Sharon Lewis, rest in peace, would play the piano. And in the story that my father used to tell, he would say this before the appeal. I think this was his money shot before the appeal. For you come down to give your life to Christ. He would talk about this eagle that was a rescue animal. So somehow this eagle was rescued. And remember, I'm remembering this from 86, 87. This eagle was rescued and it was on a farm. And the eagle was in this coop with hundreds of chickens. I guess the farm that the eagle was sent to, the owner had lots of livestock, but had chickens, didn't have any other type of fowl. So the eagle was in the chicken coop with chickens for half a year. And over the course of time, the eagle started to develop the same mannerisms as the chicken. The eagle started to walk around just like the chicken. The eagle started to stand on its hind legs just like a chicken. The eagle started to peck at feet just like the chicken. Everything the chickens did, the eagle did, because the eagle watched these hundreds of other birds next to him, and the eagle started to think that it was a chicken. But one day the chicken coop was open. You know, chicken coops are closed. You have the gates. One day the chicken coop was open, and the eagle mounted up on its wings and soared and flew out of there. After being healed, the eagle did eagle stuff. The eagle flew to the rafters, to the stratosphere, because that's what eagles do. Eagles have the ability to fly higher than other birds. That's what makes them special. That's why they're the symbol of the United States of America. And once that chicken coop was opened, he realized that he was an eagle. He realized that he was special. He realized that God blessed him with a different set of talents than his chicken brothers and sisters. I was always inspired by that story. But from a sports context, because it's a sports and entertainment broadcast, the Los Angeles Clippers are the antithesis of the eagle chicken story. The Los Angeles Clippers are actually a chicken that was raised with eagles. The Los Angeles Clippers, every year, they show a little bit of signs of life and they show some hope. And James Harden has a streak of games where he has 30 points and 10 assists and does wizardry one-on-one with the basketball. And you see that Norman Powell's become a much better player. Zubac, Kawhi Leonard looks like he's back from his chronic knee injuries. Every year something happens. It looks you. We don't expect the Clippers to do much, but during the season they have a run that makes us think that they can be a contender. It makes us think that they're going to have an opportunity to advance in the playoffs at some point. With the run that they've had, I'm talking back to the Chris Paul days. I'm talking back to the Blake Griffin days. I'm talking back to the Darius Miles, Quentin Richardson days. They always find a way to make us believe for a brief slice in time that they're going to be a contender. They mimic an eagle. But when it comes down to it, the Los Angeles Clippers are always and always going to be a chicken. Doesn't matter if Steve Ballmer, one of the richest men in the United States of America, purchases the team. I was always impressed when he bought the team. I think he bought the team for $2 billion. And usually when you buy a team for $2 billion, you have to get investors. You have to find some money. You have to borrow some money. You have to sell some stuff. You have to sell some stock. Steve Ballmer was like, $2 billion bet. I'll wire it tomorrow morning. No investment group. He didn't have to sell any stock. He didn't have to sell any of his yachts or any of his properties or any of his hotels. Liquid. Y'all just send that over. Would you like me to wire it to you, or would you like me to come with a couple of Louis Vuitton bags filled with money? What is the best way to transact? But even Steve Ballmer, even the new arena, where they have this arena that's set up very similar to arenas that you see in Europe. It's supposed to create, they have this wall of fans that doesn't cost a lot of money, but you have to be rowdy. There's stipulations on how rowdy you have to be. It's an amazing home environment. They've gotten off of being the Lakers JV team. They've invested billions of dollars into the Clippers and the community in Inglewood, and it doesn't matter because when it comes to the playoffs, the Clippers may look like an eagle, but when it's time to fly, when it's game seven in Denver, when you're going up against Jokic, when you're going up against Murray, the Los Angeles Clippers will always be a chicken. They can't fly. The other teams in the NBA are leaving them at the 10th floor and going to the 30th floor. And I just find the Clippers to be very intriguing because I love making parallels with sports and business and personal life. But many of us are out there, and I don't know what side of the coin you are on, but many of us are out there, and we're truly eagles, and we're stuck in a chicken coop. And we think we're chickens. And as soon as you get that opportunity, we're going to fly. We're going to soar the bleep out of there. But there are a lot of imposters. I don't talk much about imposter syndrome on this show because I don't believe in imposter syndrome for me. If I'm in the room, you're the imposter. But there are a lot of people out there that you may have come across in your life that you went to school with, that you've worked with, that are in your family, that are in your social circle. They pretend to be eagles. They have houses that imply that they're eagles. They drive cars that imply that they're eagles. They have a degree that implies that they're an eagle. But at the end of the day, they're just a chicken masquerading. Paragon 7 Studios.
Paragon 77 Studios.
Anyone can struggle with mental health. Your daughter, your neighbor across the street, your boss, maybe even you. We want you to know there's hope, because there's 988. 988 is more than a number. It's a lifeline to call or text when you need help and don't know where to turn. Hello, you've reached the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Call or text 988 day or night to get the help you deserve.
James Lewis.
Well, first of all, Stone Cold, I really like your style, the no-nonsense approach to wrestling. I think you could go far, except for one thing. I mean, what's with the swearing all the time? I think it kind of indicates a lack of creativity, a lack of imagination, and I think it'll hinder you in your future here in the WWF.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I think if you keep talking to me like that, and if you're in person here, I might hinder your life.
She's lucky she's on the
bottom line is, I say shut up. I say whatever I want, when I want, how I want.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must, that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers, and through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The Construction Timbs are classic in Philly,
they
and
are.
New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey,
you definitely
uptown,
from New York. You definitely
Manhattan,
from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.